This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines. President Trump says he wants to keep families together at the southern border.
Angelica Alvarez shows us that he's now taken executive action.
President Trump signed an executive order ending family separation for immigrants who crossed the U.S. border illegally.
We're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated.
Under the Trump administration's recent zero-tolerance policy, more than 2,300 children have been separated from their parents since May. Images of children in government-run facilities triggered a firestorm of protests.
It is psychological torture what this administration is doing.
The president had repeatedly insisted only Congress can fix the crisis, but in a meeting with congressional Republicans, he announced his reversal.
If you're really, really pathetically weak, the country's going to be overrun with millions of people. And if you're strong, then you don't have any heart. That's a tough dilemma.
The House is slated to vote on a pair of wider immigration bills on Thursday, both of which the president is said to support.
This is very good compromise legislation that not only solves the child separation issue at the border, it also solves the border. It solves DACA. It solves a lot of our broken immigration parts.
But with the executive order addressing the immediate crisis, there's concern the pressure may be off some lawmakers to pass the immigration reform bill. Angelica Alvarez, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Senator Kamala Harris responding to the president's move, tweeting, quote, "This executive order in no way deals with reuniting the 2,300 children who've been torn away from their parents and remain separated. When will they see their parents again? They must be reunited immediately." Harris is among a group of U.S. senators who plan to visit the Otay Mesa Mass Detention Center in San Diego this Friday.
In other news, a San Francisco police officer is recovering after being hit in the head with a bottle. It happened this morning at around 10:30 at Hyde and Turk in the city's Tenderloin neighborhood. Someone threw a bottle at the motorcycle cop who was a part of a dignitary escort. The officer was taken to SF General for the injuries, which are not life-threatening. Police have no suspect in custody.
A fight in the San Leandro parking lot ended with one man stabbed to death and a second critically wounded. It happened about 11 o'clock last night in the Washington Plaza area. Police are reviewing surveillance video and still looking for two suspects.
BART is taking more steps to clean up its stations and combat drug use. KPIX5's Ann Makovic with details on their latest plan.
This is all part of a multi-agency effort to clean up in and around BART stations, starting with this: kiosks for dirty drug needles, otherwise found inside and outside of Civic Center Station. The filth and drug use here came to light in this cell phone video shot in April, showing people lining the BART station hallway in various states of consciousness, openly shooting up drugs. But I asked the mayor today what he would say to those who think this is normalizing drug use.
I say they're completely wrong. You know, when we have pit stops in San Francisco, these are the portable bathrooms that we've been using, and we've been placing in areas such as the Tenderloin and other areas where we have heavy defecation, urination on our streets. You know, these are not magnets now. We're seeing a massive reduction in call volume.
In addition to the new needle disposal option, San Francisco and BART police officers will be increasing patrols here, almost five times the current number, and splitting the cost. BART will also be folded into the city's homeless support service network, giving BART police special training and access to homeless city and drug treatment services. That part of the program begins next month. No quote yet on how much all of this will cost. In San Francisco, Ann Makovic, KPIX 5.
Well, a new travel alert to warn you about. If you have more than 12 ounces of powder of any type in your carry-on bag, you may want to check it. Starting today, the TSA is taking a closer look at a range of items like powder cosmetics, baby powders, and drink mixes. Well, passengers are encouraged to, but not required, to pack those larger containers in their checked luggage. The new regulations are meant to reduce the chances of explosive materials being smuggled on board a plane, and because powder can look like explosive material on an X-ray, and lead to extended bag searches.
A San Jose man and his puppy have been reunited, and now we're getting our first look at the man suspected of stealing that puppy. This morning, police in Ceres arrested Mohammed Nail at his home. He's booked on a stolen property charge and for violating a protective order. Police say Nail stole six-week-old Nyla on Monday. Surveillance video shows a suspect walking into a warehouse in North San Jose and then walking out with Nyla. The pup's owner had only had her a week. Police took this photo of her at the police department. Both she and her owner have been reunited, and they are on their way home to San Jose.
And some new video to show you this afternoon of a daring animal rescue in Placer County. According to police, a bear got trapped inside a car near Lake Tahoe. To grab a snack, it caused so much damage to the car's interior, the doors could not be unlocked. So a deputy decided to smash the window to try to let the bear jump out. Police warn those staying in the area, do not leave food, candy, cosmetics, anything that smells in your vehicle.
Mary Lee is here with a look at our forecast. Getting closer to the weekend.
We are, and we are looking at those temperatures that are going to be rising as we head through the next few days. So a little bit cooler today, but tomorrow will be the start of a big warming trend for us, and those temperatures by the weekend will be downright hot in some spots. Let's first show you a live look with our Salesforce Tower camera. You can see the blue skies out there. Now, yesterday and the day before at this time, we had those low clouds moving in, but you can see just how clear it is with that sunshine currently. Right now, in Concord, 84, 64 in Oakland. We're looking at 80 in Livermore in the upper 50s. San Francisco currently in San Jose and Santa Rosa, mid to upper 70s right now. Well, 24-hour temperature change along the coast in the bay. Temperatures running exactly the same. But as you head farther out away from the bay, you can see those temperatures that are a little bit cooler compared to yesterday at this time. Ocean breeze kicking in. Westerly winds at 23 miles per hour in San Francisco, 15 miles per hour in Novato. And our future cast showing those clouds returning as we head through tonight, overnight, and into tomorrow morning, but then quickly clearing for most of us as we go through the day tomorrow. Overnight lows in the low to mid 50s. And again, we'll see those clouds along the coast and for the bay. And our temperatures tomorrow running near seasonal, although we are going to start to warm things up. So a little bit warmer compared to today, and then hotter temps, especially by the weekend. And we'll talk more about that coming up.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Mary.
Sure.
Get your Instagrams ready. Refinery29's immersive exhibit called 29 Rooms has landed in San Francisco. The lifestyle website's interactive funhouse comes to the city after making stops in New York and L.A. The experience is like the Museum of Ice Cream a little bit, but with a mix of art, politics, tech, and Pride Week displays. It's only here for 4 days, and it's at the Palace of Fine Arts.
We'll move over. Bitcoin rapper Akon is getting into the cryptocurrency business with Akon. Akon is launching his own cryptocurrency called Akon. He says the currency will be for his futuristic town that is under development in Senegal, dubbed Akon Crypto City, to be built on land given to the musician by the Senegalese president. Cryptocurrency, by the way, is essentially digital or virtual money, and users purchase cryptocurrency and then can exchange it for goods or services.
I'm Dennis O'Donnell. Here's the latest in Bay Area sports. It's too bad the Giants can't play all 162 at home. They haven't lost a series at AT&T since the beginning of April, needing a win today against Florida to keep that streak alive. Rough day to be a Giant infielder. Alan Hansen had a foul ball hit his leg in two separate places. The knee, then the foot, would stay down, needed help off, later diagnosed as a contusion. Could have been much worse. 1-0 Marlins, sixth inning. Miami's pitcher Jose Urena cruising, but then Brandon Belt nearly had a home run, had to settle for a double. Run scores, game tied. Later, the Giants catch a break. Miguel Rojas, great play, throw the second bases wide. They got the out there, but a double play would have ended that inning. Who's going to make a pay? Hunter Pence, fair ball. Run scores to give the Giants a 3-1 lead. Pence's sixth RBI of the season. That's it. And then the big blow, Jorge Hernandez drops one into the gap. Two runs going to score to give the Giants a 5-1 lead. Five runs batted in the series for Hernandez. Miami scored two runs in the ninth to pull within a run, but Reyes Moronta struck out J.B. Shuck to end it. Giants win 6-5, and they take 2 out of 3 from Miami. That is another win for the series win for the Giants. The A's finished off a quick two-game series in San Diego where everything was happening in pairs against the Padres. You're guessing that even the elephant could have hit a ball out of Petco today. Second inning, just called up. Franklin Barreto, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. He hit it to National University, for crying out loud. Three-run blast. And a batter later, Josh Fegley. He's going to the Western Metal Supply Company. Solo shot. 4-0 after back-to-back home runs. An inning later, the A's do it again. Mark Canha takes Padres reliever Robbie Erlund deep. That's another solo blast. National University, see ya. And then a batter later, Matt Olson hits one to the deepest part of the park. Back-to-back home runs in 2 second effort inning. A's pummel the Padres 12-4. Frankie Montas picks up the win. Golf, after thinking about what happened over the weekend at the U.S. Open, Phil Mickelson has apologized for his actions on the 13th green at Shinnecock. Mickelson got tired of the putting conditions, and instead of letting his ball roll off the green, he took a whack at it before it came to rest. He was assessed a 2-stroke penalty and carded a 13 on the hole. After the round, he said he intentionally committed the faux pas because
he meant to do it
because it was less penal than the alternative. But after some reflection, Phil had this to say, quote, "My anger and frustration got the best of me last weekend. I'm embarrassed and disappointed by my actions. It was clearly not my finest moment, and I'm sorry." Reed Travis got his degree from Stanford and decided he'd want to finish his final year of basketball eligibility somewhere else. The 6'8 forward announced today that he will transfer to Kentucky next season, where he can play right away. Wildcats are one of the favorites to win the national championship, especially now, and that's gone up with Travis, who averaged nearly 20 points a game last season. Warriors guard Nick Swaggy P. Young is a free agent and didn't do him any favors last night when TMZ stuck a camera in his face to ask him about legalizing marijuana.
Canada just passed the legalization of marijuana. It's the first country in the world.
The first country?
The first country in the world to pass the legalization of marijuana across the nation.
I want people to pass cocaine. Everybody needs to do cocaine.
Oh, geez. Nick is not shy with a mic in his face. He was more peachy when he grabbed Bastida's mic at the parade, standing outside a club in Los Angeles when he made the cocaine bump. We will start the top five with Pirates pitcher Stephen Brault, who sung the national anthem last night in Pittsburgh.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Yeah, pretty good singer, pretty good pitcher. He's 5-1 for the Pirates this year. Number four, while one getaway moment for the Marlins base runner Jose Reyna. He thought there were two outs, ran around the bases nonchalantly on the pop-up. There were no outs, and the Giants got an easy double play. Hello, McFly. Number three, three big WWE wrestlers tried to play tug-of-war with a lion, and they failed. This was at the San Antonio Zoo, and they didn't budge. That's a 2-year-old tiger. Give it up to Simba. He beats the WWE wrestlers. Number two, Little League Baseball. We're going to have a play at the plate. 12-year-old Mason Cherry goes. Oh, he's safe. Up and over the top to score the run. Johnny Cueto's latest post on Instagram is gold. He's driving around, blasting his music, wearing a hat that got a picture of himself on it. Look. And he should be on the disabled list, should be back before the All-Star break. I don't know. He's no James Corbin. He's not carpool karaoke, but
you got to rest up, yeah. You know, when you're hurt.
I think this guy is the Giants version of Swaggy P. Uh-huh.
Could be.
Right?
Yeah, Swaggy and I, we get along fine.
I know.
It's all these other reporters who really don't
Swaggy
know how
P.
to deal with them. Yeah.
A couple times during the NBA playoffs, when he would walk in to the scrum where uh-huh. we all get the players, and you know he's up to something, right? So you'd ask him a basketball question, and he comes out of left field. You know, you have no idea. So I'm not surprised what he said.
No.
And you take it with a grain of salt.
He's goofing around, having a good time.
He likes to spark a little fire.
Yeah,
exactly.
World champion right there.
That's right. He's having fun. We stream our KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock every day on CBSSF.com. And we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism. From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.